The sign of life in the universe. Just me. Well, I have to give a share today to myself. Nobody's there, I have to give a share today. Dean Beginner. Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. Is a Hegidona. How's your sickness going, lovely?
I'm finding it difficult.
I haven't seen you walk past. You found your what difficult?
I'm finding it difficult to understand Rabbi Sho's share on Sukkot.
Me too.
It's very, very abstract.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep missing parts of it because it's taking me between 10 minutes and 15 minutes to connect up. So I have to start early today in order to make sure I had a connection. Mm-hmm. So I missed the early part of the share when he started, and it's difficult to make up to fill in the missing bit.
Just say some to Tehillim instead.
That's an excellent idea. Scribe of David. How has Sukkot been for you? How is
Baruch Hashem. I'm sitting here in a hot sukkah. My kids are wearing winter coats and wearing opening umbrellas in the sukkah.
Oh wow.
We're very fortunate here.
Yeah. I would find it too difficult to move my computer into the sukkah. So I have to stay online inside the building.
So, oh, I see. I got a little portable gadget. Zoom crashed.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Shalom Aleichem. Who's out there? Oho, okay. Boker Tov, good morning. Let's just do that. Okay, we're ready to go. So, this is hard work. It's not an easy sugya. Sorry if I chose something a little bit difficult, but it's, whoops. Sorry, let's get that back again. Oh, we zoom now. Sorry. Oh, goodness. Oh, okay. Rabbi Israel, you can hear me? I don't see anybody out there. There's no one else out there. Okay, I assume I'm being heard by one person.
I'm here. I just have a lot of action in my sukkah.
Oh, okay, Basiru Gamu. That's why I'm not in my sukkah. All right. So, this is a hard sukkah. This is not easy, but we'll see it has enormous ramifications. And you have to remember this for next year. You'll see that You need to take this away. There's very important stuff here about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But what you've seen up to now is that things don't just happen in isolation. There's a connection, there's a building, there's a system here that we're involved in, and we're going to see that expanded even more. We're going to see that open up and expand much bigger. We saw yesterday a very big yesod that you'll see has major ramifications in your day-to-day existence, even though it doesn't seem like it does. It just seems like it's abstract, lomdish piece here from the Briskerov, but you'll see as we go weiter, this has enormous ramifications. And that is that the two names of Hashem, what we call the two names of Hashem, the Shem Havaya, that's the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the way we pronounce it, Loshen Adnus, is actually the same thing. It's one and the same thing. And that opens up, as I said, we'll see now, very important dimensions. Normally, we have a concept of where you have a ksiv and a kriya, the way the thing's written in the Torah, but we pronounce it differently. They're usually two different things. The example you saw was the nara. A nara and a nara are two different things. With the Shema Vaya, it's written Yudke Vavke, but it's pronounced Loshen Adnus. It's not because they're two different things. It's exactly the same thing. And we'll see what that means to us right now. So Daf Pehe, it's like this. Now, remember, we're dealing with how you mechaber Chochmah with Bina. That means Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. How Sukkos binds that knowledge together. Well, Baruch Bebchik just joined us, and he's going to be lost, completely lost. Baruch, I don't know if you can hear me. But if you weren't here yesterday, oh, there you are. Phew, Shalom Baruch. You're stepping here into a very old sugya. We've built a whole marechet here, which is very complex. You just have to hang in there. I don't know how to catch you up to speed. If you missed the last 2 days, you're going to be lost, but you'll do the best you can. So we're trying to see how the Chochmah of Rosh Hashanah and the Bina of Yom Kippur becomes part of us, how that becomes one with me, and that's Sukkos, that's Das. Laman Yeidu, Sukkah is Das. It's what joins together those forces called Chochmah and Bina. Chochmah is the Metziut, it's the reality the way it is. Bina is the understanding, the ramifications and implications of that Metziut. And Das is what binds those things together into a whole reality that affects the way I conduct myself. It means it becomes part of me as opposed to just being external information. So that, we said, is the void of Sukkah. And now we've seen that these two names of Hashem, which are really one name, let's see how that manifests in this process called Das. And you'll see it answers many other questions which I'm sure you've had in your life before as well. Okay. Now, he says like this, L'kashet shtei asugyas halalu, la'achedet ha'as havaya ima adnus. In order to bind together these two sugyas, the sugya of Havaya, which is the Yudkei Vavkei, together with the way we pronounce that, Yudkei Vavkei, Loshen Adnus, Kasheh Shtei Sugyas Rechoikis L'choyre Zumizu, Zu Das. To join together two totally very far, different sugyas, which seem to be very far apart from each other, that's Das. לדעת ולהבין שהשליטה של הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולם היא לא גבולות כי היא כל יכול. היא לא לרובות והיא כל יכול. What the implication of the joining together of these two aspects of Hashem's manifestation in the world, the Loshen Havaya, the name Havaya, and the name Adnus, which we said yesterday is all one, is in order for us to know and understand internally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited in anything. He's Kol Yochel. He Yochel Asot Kol Mashi B'tzayne. He can do whatever he wants. V'sholet Shlita Maleya Agumura B'toich Olam. And he has total control of everything going on in the world. Hakol Tachas HaMemshola Shel HaAvaya. Everything is under the total control of that Shem Havaya, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay? That's Das. And Das is to know, is to take those two names, the name Havaya, which is the existence, the Metziut, together with Loshen Adnus, which is his rulership, and to understand that that's all one. That there's nothing that interferes with Hashem. He's all one. Ein od milvadi. There's nothing other than him. The Chag HaSukkah, she Chag Shel Das, Sukkos, which is the Chag of Das, who has Mane Miuchad LeDat Et HaYosod HaZeh. Sukkos is the time where we open and where we have the ability to get that right more than any other time of the year. We see that's why we lay Koheles on Sukkos, because that's what Koheles is about. It's about Ein Oid Milvodoy, Asof Shnishma, Akolye, you've heard everything at the end of the day. Hashem, that's all there is. There's nothing else. Sukkah, oh, see Baruch left, okay. Sukkah is, what is a Sukkah? Tzilisa Dimonoso, it's the shade of Imuna. We leave all our home, we leave all our permanency, we leave everything that we rely on, and we go into a little fragile box, and we have total betochen imun, we're completely safe. That's the whole work of Sukkah, is to come to understand Ein Oid Mavod, there's nothing other than Hashem. And we'll see it in the words. Look at this, it's amazing. The Chag HaSukkos, Shu Chag Shel Das, Hu Hazman HaMiuchad LeDat Et HaYosod HaZeh, Ki Amila Sukkah Murkavos Mishtei HaShemois. That's no surprise now, right? If Sukkah is about Das, it's coming to join two things, so the name Sukkah must be made up of two dimensions, two different words. It's made up of these two names of Hashem, Havaya V'Adnus. How? Samach Hei, from the word Sukkah, the first and the last letter of Sukkah, Samach Hei, is Gematru Shel Shem Adnus. It's a gematria of the Shem Adnus, as the way we pronounce it. The Chav Vav, the two middle letters of Sukkah, is gematria Shel Havaya. That's the gematria of the Yud Kei Vav Kei 26. Chav Vav is 26 and the Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. V'asukkah ma'achedes es shnei shemos. That's exactly what a Sukkah does. Isn't that unbelievable? If you're not jumping up and down now, you'll never, ever, ever get excited about anything. Rabbi Israel, you're much too passive. You saw what you just saw here? We just said that Loshon Havaya and Loshon Adnus, which seem to be two very, very different concepts, are actually all one. They're all mechubah together to one. For that, you need Das. When do you have real Das? Is in Sukkos. What is Sukkah? The word Sukkah contains within it those two names joined together. Samach Hei and Chavav are the gematrias of the Havaya and the Adnus, and it's all in the word Sukkah. That's mamish. Wow. Unbelievable. That's what a Sukkah is. A Sukkah is that which represents the unification of the two names of Hashem, which seem to be opposing forces, but actually they're all the same thing. And what it represents is Hashem's total shlita in the world. And that's why you prepare to go sit in a Sukkah, because you know that there's nothing that's all just Hashem. Tzelusa Dimanusa, that's what a shadow is. That's what the shade of the Sukkah is. It's there to remind you that who's causing the shade? That's Hashem, even though you can't see him. Wow. Okay, so now that that's sunk in, let's see what we do with that. Yishna mila nosefe shigam ken gematria shel shtei hashemos halalu. There's another word that you use a lot that is also the gematria of these two names together. Omein. What is Omein? Omein is the munus of Klal Yisrael. Shashlita shakorosh baruch hu lo mishtane. Hashem melech b'havaye v'lo rak melech ba'ove v'lo yimelech ba'osid. Omein means Hashem's melech now, in the present. Not just what was and not just what will be. No, now. Omein. What's Omein? That's gematria, those two names together. Somebody makes a brocha baruch ator Hashem, and he's using Loshon Adnus, but it's written Havaya, and it's all the same concept. You say Omein. Omein is the gematria of those two names together. Okay. Just in case you thought that there was some random system here. Habitu l'shlita amaleh shel Kosh Baruch Hu ala olam b'chag HaSukkos hiya krovas shivas haporim keneged shivas umas olam. If you think Rav Pinchas is going to miss something, yeah, he's not. He brings everything into place. You know, there's something very unique about Sukkos, and that is that we bring shivim porim, we bring 70 kabonas on Chag HaSukkos each day in a descending order, and that's keneged the 70 umas olam. That's a good morning. Sukkah, what's this got to do? Why are we bringing kabonos for the goy? I'm not kesher that we bring shivim porim for the shivim umas ha'olam. Baruch, you keep popping in and popping out. You're really not going to know what's flying here. You just missed the best part. Eh? I mean, wow. If you never learn anything again in your life, chasa chelila, but look what you have. You have sukkah. Sukkah is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei Va'adnus, all wrapped up together.
Computer just died.
Huh?
Computer just died.
The computer just died. It couldn't handle the shock.
I guess not.
What we learned was kind of like, wow. It was like, I fell off my chair. It was boom. Anyway, I'll have to give you, Baruch, you have to give me half an hour and we'll go through this together. It's the most unbelievably beautiful stuff, this.
Please chase away
most
going.
Of the people. It's chased away most of the people. We're down to just like, I don't know how many we are. Yeah. We're down to the real stalwarts here. There's Yosef and Israel and Reb David and Eli. That's the Reb Eli's here with us, and that's the core. Those are the guys that count. Okay, so and we're going to get very practical very soon. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to take these very esoteric and very abstract concepts, and you'll see they're very, very halacha lamaisa. Fine, so we bring Shivim Porim for the Shivim Umasoilam. So my Kesha, why we bring Kabbalahs for the Goyim suddenly? So he says like this, Bekach anu moirim she'ashlitzi l'kodesh bohu shlita gemura. When we bring the Shivim Kabbalahs for the Shivim Umasoilam, it's an expression of Hashem's total control of the world. And that way, again, we bind together the Havaya with the Adnus. So what's that got to do with the, let's see. Amnam l'mayse zu atachli sheloilam. That is, however, the purpose of the world. Lasid lover, ye Hashem echad u'shmo echad. We say that all the time, yeah? Vayom ahu ye Hashem echad u'shmo echad. What does it mean, Hashem's echad and his name's one? We understand now. And the Gemara says in Psachim, lo ka'olam hazeh ha'olam haba. This world's not like olam haba. Why? Ha'olam hazeh nichta b'yud and a hay. In olam hazeh, it's written yud kei vav kei. V'nikraba Aleph Dalet, but we don't say that word. We don't say that word, except the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur once, and we fall on our faces, but the rest of the year we use Loshon Adnus. Then we say that word, right? So, aval oilam abo kulu echad. Nikraba Havaya, v'nichtav b'yud hay, in the yud and the hay, you're gonna write it, it's going to be called yud kei vav kei, and you're going to say yud kei vav kei, however you say that. Shem Avaya Yid Nigla Lakol. That Shem Avaya that is hidden and completely not exposed and only on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, Baba, whatever that is, will be completely magala to everybody. Lo yetzorich la'achriv shivim porim kenegudu masoilam kedei lo hoyroi shegam heimu shibodim la'kodesh baruch hu. You won't have to bring shivim korbonos to show that even the goyim are completely under Hashem's shlita. That's the mashmois of the shivim porim in sukkahs that we bring for the umasoilam, is to show that even they are tachat the shlita of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Ele yakiru v'yedu kol yeshvei tevel. Yakiru v'yedu. There's that word das again. Everyone will recognize and be completely one with the knowledge she'ein oid melvado, that there is nothing other than Hashem in the world. That's what we want to get to. Not just us. Kol yeshvei tevel. And that's why on Sukkot, when we're working on das and we're working on getting this message that the yud kei vav kei loshen adnus is all one thing. Total shlita of HaKadosh Baruch in the world, even though today we don't see it, we see it as separate factors. But by MS, they really one. It'll all be one. Right now, we don't see it that way, even though the Metzias is that it is. On Sukkos, you see that it's all one. On Sukkos, you see the Ein Od Milvadoi, but not just enough for us to see it. The whole world has to see it, and we bring Shivim Kabbonos for the Umas Olam as well. Okay, what the Mashmash, the Kabbonos, whatever, I'm not going to go into that. That's not our subject now. But that's the basic principles that we've come to discuss here up to now. Now we want to go back to what we started with, and that is seeing how Sukkot is a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Sukkot is not just another chag, which really should have been in April when we have Pesach, but for the reason that Chazal say, because everyone's going into Sukkot when the summer starts, and then people want to know we're doing it for a mitzvah, you need some kind of pesumin nisiyah. So therefore you're going to the Sukkah in the autumn. We go into the sukkahs, the people know it's for the mitzvah, so that's what, no, the much deeper reason why it's now. It has to be now, because you have the chokhmah of Rosh Hashanah, you have the bina of Yom Kippur, we'll talk about that now practically, and you need the sukkah to bind that together and to become one with you. What you took away from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's not enough that you just, that was it, it's gone. No, it's got to come forward and it's got to go with us as part of us, and that you need sukkah for. Without sukkah, your Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are going to be like, it's just not going to happen. So let's speak about that now. Okay. I told you, he ties together patterns in the most unbelievable way, and it's very halacha lamaisa, it's very practical. You'll see now. Okay. Yishnem shnei tekufos shel chagim b'shana. We know that there's two periods, there's two different types of chagim in Klal Yisrael in the year. Be'echas Pesach v'Shavuos. You have Pesach and Shavuos. V'ashnia mirosh Hashanah v'Shmini Atzeres. And then we have the other set of chagim, which is from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. Hatekufa rishoni hatekufa shel Pesach v'Shavuos begufa zu ane oichli mechole demanusa. Imuna, the holiday, the chagim from Pesach Shavuos, are one group of one period of chagim, and there we eat foods of imuna. The Zohar uses that lotion. But Pesach and Shavuos, we acquire correct hashkofa. We bring to our memory, to the forefront of our memories, we relive it, we go through it again. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satayra. Miyashmim es hamashmoy shel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Meshichororim me'ayetza. We live, we remember, we go through again the freedom that we have from the Yetzer Hara. We eat the food, the bread that doesn't have Yetzer Hara, because we becoming free, not Meshuba to the Yetzer Hara, represented by Mitzrayim, which is Meitzah, which is constricted thought. Tekufa zihi tekufa shel gadlus b'hashkofa, b'havona u'beregesh. The period of Pesach, Shavuos, is achieving greatness in Hashkofa, in understanding and feeling correctly. That's what we're doing. Lumazois, the kufel shel Rosh Hashanah, he the kufel shel Maisim. Rosh Hashanah is not a time to acquire hashkofa. It's a time to actually do stuff. Im adam oiver esasari mei tshuva viz yom kippur v'umagi sheyesh lo tashkofa nechoyna shel limud ha-Torah. If a person goes through Rosh Hashanah v'asari mei tshuva and he feels that now he really has the correct hashkofa about limud ha-Torah, he understands how serious, terrible Loshon Hora. No, never Loshon Hora. Oisa Adam, lo his skill in Atzeles Yamim Ailu. This person wasn't successful in doing Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur right. He missed the boat completely. He's coming out of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with the correct perspective of reality. He missed it completely. Missed it completely. He didn't use these days properly at all. This is a period of mamash tshuva and doing. It's not enough to know the shkofa, to know what's right, to know what's wrong, that you picked up Pesach and Shavuos. Now it's time to do. The shevus v'lomoid. Now sit and learn. Lafsik ladaber loshon hara. Stop speaking loshon hara. Now it's not the time to understand the chashivas of learning. Now it's the time to learn. That's what tshuva is. But Rosh Hashanah shu zman shel chochma. We said Rosh Hashanah is chochma shepirushu urim yeshenim mishneischem. Al adam lekum litoreh. Like the Rambam says, Rosh Hashanah is a time to wake up. Wake up, get up, wake up. Arouse yourselves. Adam rei lepeta es hametziut kamo shehi. Person sees reality the way it is. Hu eini yoichel litoreh lesovev es tzidoi. He can't just carry on being half asleep and whatever and be forced to sleep. He has to wake up and do tshuva. When a person sees the reality of the world, which you see on Rosh Hashanah, yesh kodesh bochu, yesh toyre v'mitzvahs, gan eden v'gehenem, alav l'kum la, so it's ma'isim. Sifrei Chaim Amavas posoch lefonai. The person has to wake up and realize, wow, this is real. There's no game. There's real stuff happening, and I better wake up. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. But Yom Kippur, shehu zman shel bina lahavin dover mitoich dover. Yom Kippur, on the other hand, which is bina, which is to understand something from something, to take the chokhma that you learned in Rosh Hashanah, see the application and the implication. And ukomo malachim lo oichlim velo shoisim. Oimdim kol yom betfila zilo hashkofa elo maisim. On Yom Kippur, you're not living in hashkofa. On Yom Kippur, you're actually doing. You're spending 25 hours like a malach. Oimdim betfila betshuva, doing tshuva, not just hashkofa, not just learning nice philosophical ideas. You're actually doing. It's a hard day. You don't eat, you don't drink, you stand, you look. That's a voida. You're doing. The sukkahs. Haganu le madrega gavua yisadas. On sukkos you come to the highest level. Leman yedu doroseichem. As we said, chokhma and bina rosh hashanah yom kippur comes from Hashem. Hashem comes down to us, and it's external, and it wakes us up externally. On sukkos we have to wake up inside. Leman yedu doroseichem lechabu lekeshes rosh hashanah yom kippur aleinu. On Sukkot, you have to take the Rosh Hashanah, what you did on Rosh Hashanah, the realization that there's a Bara Olam, that there's Din, that there's ramifications, there's Gehenim, there's Gan Eden, there's real consequences. On the Yom Kippur, the Tshuva, the being a Malach, understanding who we really are, we Neshama, is not a goof, you don't have a Yetzer on Yom Kippur, to understand who you really are and what you're really capable of. That's the implication of the fact that Hashem Malach, that Hashem is the King, and that He created us and gave us Torah. To take that on Sukkot and become one with that, to bind it to us. Ladat lechaber shechagos Sukkot benui mishnei shemus hakodesh havai vaadnas. To know that Sukkot, as we said, is built up of these two aspects of the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Shem Adnus. Ein kan shnei dvorim. There aren't two things here. Yesh yichud bein haadnus lehavaya. Mi hu haadon? Who's the master? Who's the king? Who's the boss? The Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's Hashem. There aren't two things here. It's all just Hashem. There's nothing else. That's the realization that has to come to a person on Sukkot. What you were mamlich on Rosh Hashanah and what you understood on Yom Kippur about who you really are and what your relationship to Hashem is, that becomes one with you. Understand there is nothing other than Hashem. That's Sukkot. There aren't two worlds. You can't, on the one hand, have imuna and believe that it's all just Hashem, that everything is under Hashem's shlita. There's nothing that Hashem doesn't control. Sorry, I didn't read that properly. You can't, on the one hand, understand a call. There's nothing in the world other than Hashem. This world just hides Hashem, but it's all Hashem. And at the same time, want olam hazeh. Yesh bayit, yesh sviva, chevra, ktsat politika, iton, olam, chagas sukkos, machriz v'oyme, leman yedu doroseichem. Yeah, I want a little bit of a house. I want a nice environment. I want friends. I want a little bit of politics. I want my newspaper. I want my internet. I want my, fill in your own, yeah, fill in whatever you want. Sukkah screams and says, Leman Yedu Doroseichem Ha'adnus Zu Havaya. It's all just Yud Kei Vav Kei. There isn't anything else. Ein Shnei Olamos. There aren't two worlds. Akol Echad. Ma'u Bait. Olenei HaKovod. What's a house? Olenei HaKovod. Chevra. Sviva. Adu Ma'archim Lanu Lechevra. B'toich Hatzile De Menusa. It's Avos HaKadoshim. Who are your friends? Who do you invite into your sukkah? The Avos HaKadoshim, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's my friends. That's why I invited to my sukkah. Eloheim kinyonim shel maisim. It's kinyonim of maisim. It's taking actions and acquiring them with them. Obviously, when you come out of sukkah, then you go back to having to start rebuilding this on the new level that we've attained. You can't live in the sukkah. I once heard from Anna, he lives in Telstar now, Dain Sushod. Tak learned with Rav Kaplan in Tils. Talmud Chochem is one of the Dayanim in the Johannesburg Bay thing. I was zeichet to learn b'chavrusa with him for many years. He was supposed to be give the Bekir Shia, but I was the only one that came. So it turned out to be a chavrusa for many years. Moiridika Masmid, unbelievable Masmid. He was a pulpit rabbi in one of the shuls in Johannesburg. So he published a sefer with all these sermons that he gave in the shul there. So I don't remember any of them, but this one I remember mamash. It was like, wow. Is what's the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres doesn't have a mitzvah, nachon? There's no mitzvah Shmini Atzeres. So they said the mitzvah Shmini Atzeres is to go back into your house. We know that on Shmini Atzeres we leave the sukkah and we go back into the house. What's the big deal going back into your house? Is to take the sukkah back into the house with you. It's not enough to leave the sukkah and go into your house. That's a waste. Whatever you've attained and achieved and picked up in sukkahs, that's got to go into the house. Now you've got to live with that hakor of enod milvadoi, of tzila de menusa, that you've got to live within your house now. That's got it. You've got to take that little bit of whatever you managed to achieve on sukkahs. Obviously, he's talking about the whole package. No one's going to achieve that right now. But whatever you manage to pick up, that little bit of new emuna, the new little dagger that you're on, it's got to come home with us and live with us all the way till next Sukkot. Certainly until Pesach, and we start the process again. Chanukah and Purim in the middle, but that's the avoda. And then Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Shmini Atzeres, and then we'll have finished this little shtickle, which is an unbelievable piece. I hope you guys have got benefit out of this. It's a hard piece. I never claimed it was very easy. And what kasher, but you go over it and you start seeing how these patterns work. It's very important, and I'll tell you why it's important, because we get mixed up. We don't realize on Rosh Hashanah what we're supposed to be doing. We understand what the Ikkah is, and then we start doing Yom Kippur work on Rosh Hashanah. We start doing Pesach work Rosh Hashanah. We think Elul is a time to acquire new Ashkofers, and we learn Musa because we want. No, you learn Musa because you want to work. You want to change. You want to do something with yourself. Pesach's not so much like that. Pesach is much more acquiring the Metziut. What is reality? We can't have Mitzrayim. Hashem took us. He gave us Mon. He gave us the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, getting the Torah, Kabbalah, Satorah. But that's not the work on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the work, not to. The work on Rosh Hashanah is to make Hashem king properly. You, Hashem is the king. You're an Eved. Now, what does an Eved do? Go do it. But you're not just any Eved. You're a Malach Eved. Yom Kippur shows you who you really are. Wow, I didn't realize I was so big. Fine. Now, what are you going to do with that? We're going to the sukkah, and I'm going to bind those two opposing forces together and become one with me, to the point where I can now go forward out of sukkahs. I can go home now, and I can continue learning and living with a realization, or at least more of a realization, she'ein od milvado. That's the avoider. We'll see that's really Shmini Atzeres. We'll see where that fits into the system, and. Yeah, so then that's tomorrow, and we will finish very quickly. I don't know, we have to think about what we want to do. Tomorrow's Wednesday, and then we've got Thursday, Friday. And then next week, Hashem, we'll go back to whatever. I don't know, we have to see what we're going to do. We'll see. Okay, not bad. I apologize for last night. We had a bit of a mix-up with the Chayz Halavavashi. I was supposed to send out an email saying that I couldn't give it, and I forgot. So if any of you came and... I wasted your time. I apologize. I only realized much later when I got a message from Jonathan Kano to ask me what's going on that I forgot to send out an email. Okay, so have a good moed. Take good care, and Mr. Shim will meet tomorrow. This is good stuff. It's hard work, but it's okay. We'll chaza a bit more tomorrow, but it's very, very chosh of a practical stuff. This.
A lot of stuff to think about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. But a lot of stuff to get real as well. Just more and more real with the fact that I call me Shemaim. That's important, which is what we're doing. We're dealing with Betochen. We're dealing with coming to understand and recognize more and more, you know, drops of water on the stone. She's a Kosh Bochus in control, not me. Okay.
Spiritual chiropractor, trying to realign our understanding of what's going on.
Only you can do that. No one else can do that. That you have to do yourself. You have to do that based in the world of Nisoinus that you go through. You will have to find a place where you're connecting more and more with recognizing that what's happening to you is really from Hashem. And that's hard work. Eh? That's like real, that's tough stuff. But if there's, I don't know, can't even think more important to be doing right now. So, and it's Torah, and we have to learn. Awesome. So for no other reason, we just have to learn because it's Torah. Okay.